You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. The McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington presents their latest exhibition, Prism, now through October 9th. The show features the works of three artists, Natalie Wetzel, Crystal Lyon, and Jan Brandt. Using a variety of materials, from muslin to pom-poms to buttons, Brandt creates colorful and uninhibited 3D sculptures and enormous cascading installations. To accompany her fabric sculptures, Brandt has included paintings, which she says can act as a kind of lead-in to her fiber sculptures.
Maybe people could take that in a little easier because they might be more used to a painting. Almost like it's a table of contents. Because the fiber work is, it's profuse. It is an explosion. And so that was one reason. I was curious myself as to how do I use the same subject matter, this sort of cellular proliferation and growth, and what happens when I put it on a flat surface? How do I still get this idea of depth and movement? So give a richer experience for people. They could compare it.
Jan, were these works created specifically for this show?
The paintings were. The textiles have been, portions of them were first created back in 2015, and that's why there are so many of them. I've just constantly kept creating. But I feel that that also goes with this theme of like cellular division and mutation. I had called this in a few exhibitions, I called it happy contagion.
I guess we don't want to do that now.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, when I first started on it, I thought when you look at cellular or slides with cells on them, under the microscope, it could be quite beautiful, but it could be something really scary. And that interested me. So I thought, what happens when they're these bright colors and they look so whimsical, but there could be another story? There's a really heavier, deeper meaning now as I look at them. I'm still calling it happy contagion because that's what I started with. I also think of some of these embroidery hoops. I always thought of them as petri dishes and that they were science experiments. I'm kind of, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, there are a lot of scientists working really hard and there are a lot of petri dishes growing things right now for hope, for vaccines and for study and everything. So it's like, to me, this could be this tie-in with the gulf between art and science and my personal belief that, you know, we need to trust science, and so many smart people are working really hard on this. And so I'm kind of turning my idea of happy contagion into an homage to the scientists that are working so hard for us.
Your work is very colorful. Your textile work especially tends to be very exuberant. Where do you source your materials when you're doing your textile works, Jan?
Many pieces are donated to me. People know that I do this, and they may be cleaning out their closets, or, you know, I have people whose mothers have died, and they've said, Mom would love to be in an art exhibit. You know, it's like my best friend Rose from years past, her mom was Connie Houck, and it's like Connie's going to these shows. And it's a personal thing to cut into someone's clothing, you know, that's no longer being used. But again, it's like it makes me think of the person. And also then that this goes back to how, you know, we all started as cells. I do thrift things. I get donated things. I try to get as many things that way as possible.
Jan, while you're out thrifting, what excites you when you see something and you think, yeah, I can really do something with this?
You know, when I see something, I just get so excited. And I don't always go in there with a plan. It's as if what I find helps direct what I'm going to do with it or how I'm going to use it. But I do really like to look at different colors and how I, you know, I may find some kind of weird twine that I'm like, oh, I'll wrap this around upholstery cords, and then that will look like, you know, weird DNA strands or something like that. So I do like to go with this idea of maybe putting matte against shiny or rough against smooth, different colors next to each other. Sometimes I want it to, an area might be more of a unified color palette, and then sometimes I want it very vibrational. You know, it's just this thing where it's sort of an organic process. I like to go picking for this stuff. And then it's fun. Like, I don't lay everything out and think, this is what I'm going to do. I don't figure it out. I just do it because I'm stitching or cutting and stitching.
There's an improvisational element to it?
Yes, yes. That makes it fun for me. Now, when I do paintings, I try to maybe plan it a little bit. I mean, I'm pretty impulsive even with that, but it's really easier for me if I do try to plan some of the paintings out a little bit. You know, I might think, I want to use like more of a, like neutrals in this too, so that it's not so overwhelming, that there's some place for the eye to rest. Because with the textiles, there's not a whole lot of, it's just active. The viewer's eye is just going to be activated. So the paintings have a little bit more neutral or resting space, but not a whole lot.
Jan, you have your work on display at the McLean County Arts Center in the show Prism, along with two other artists, Crystal Lyon and Natalie Wetzel. So tell me about how your works interact with their works.
If someone considers the title Prism and what a prism does, when you look through a prism, it refracts. There's a refraction of the surfaces, and there are angles of these other surfaces that then they separate, and that takes like the white light that's coming through the prism, and then it turns it into a spectrum of color. And so I feel like prism itself, that term, when someone walks into this gallery, it's going to be like this refraction into all these points of color. That's so important, because with working with three different people, and yes, there are some things that are similar with color, texture, all that, but we all have our own styles too. So I think that, you know, in a good collaboration, it actually strengthens each artist's work, because you look at one thing and then the eye is drawn to the next, and it's different artists and different works, and they inform, because you'll look at something and then, oh, it draws you back to something else. I think of it as it's weaving. It's a weaving of a tapestry, which that is what the viewing becomes, this interaction between all these different artists' work.
That's artist Jan Brandt. Prism, also featuring Crystal Lyon and Natalie Wetzel, continues through October 9th at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.